No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out theticketfm.com, CarrikerChronicles.com, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, X. The Ticket is everywhere. Carriker Chronicles is everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, my former teammate, a man who was in his 16th year in the NFL when I was in D.C. with him, right, Joey Galloway. There aren't many receivers that play for 16 years. So an impressive career, a highly intelligent man, especially when it comes to football, and he doesn't care what we think, which is why I love him, said one of the most not ask a seven, not ask a eight, ask a nine things I've ever seen in my entire life. I shot him a text. He responded with love and some things in between, but that's okay because that's Joey and I love him for it. All right, Jake, play the clip. By the way, Will Compton went on Twitter and said he should be fired for this. I don't know about that, but play the clip.
They can't go any higher.
They are behind the one low
team. They had a chance to go on the road and prove what they are. Now, honestly, if we believe in what our metrics are saying, if I'm Indiana, I don't know if I'm playing Rourke against Ohio State. We've seen what happened to Florida State last year, Jordan Travis. What could keep Indiana out of this? Getting their quarterback hurt. We've seen it happen to Florida State last year. Having not played anybody.
Or losing by 30.
If you look at 3, 4, and 5, Texas, Penn State, and Indiana, they literally have played nobody between all three teams. The toughest team in that is Vandy. So a lot of this that we're looking at is eye test because – Boog, when you look at the resumes of 3, 4, and 5, it brings back the idea of let me not play anybody and be undefeated.
Yeah.
And be in a good position.
I agree with that.
The eye test is going to matter because 3, 4, 5 have played nobody, and that includes Indiana.
So Joey makes some good points, and then he makes an asinine point. All right, my good buddy. But look at 3, 4, and 5. Texas, their best wins of the season, with all due respect to Vanderbilt, who is not played at the same level since they beat Alabama. They're still a good team, to be honest with you, but they've got about 4 losses right now. That's marked as one of their 2 best wins. And Arkansas, who also has 4 losses. So that's their 2 best wins on the year. Neither team is ranked. Indiana. So I saw one thing where Indiana's best win was against Nebraska. And I was like, well, I appreciate the compliment. Wow, I didn't, okay. But here it's marked as Michigan and Washington. By the way, both teams have 4 losses or more, and Indiana's overall strength of record is 106 in the country. And then you got Penn State, whose 2 best wins, Illinois just eked into the top 25. So a week ago, this would not have been the case. Illinois at 25, a decent football team. Okay, decent. And Wisconsin, who's 500. And we're probably going to beat this weekend. Just saying, not to give away my prediction. Again, that'll be finalized tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow to the Adam Carriker Show. So they have not played a lot of tough teams. Neither one of these teams have a top 30 strength of schedule. Indiana's not in the top 100. Yet, they're ranked. I got to get this right. 3, 4, and 5. So strength of schedule does need to matter more. I mean, there's some other things that don't make any sense. Notre Dame is number six despite losing to Northern Illinois. I haven't pointed that out yet this year, Jake. I need to point that out more often.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned that, yeah.
Alabama jumps three spots to number seven after beating Mercer. Really? Their third bye week of the year, and you reward them with jumping them three spots. Okay, Georgia, and this doesn't make any sense to me. Number 10 despite the number one strength of schedule. I've talked about their schedule many times. SMU, number 13 despite one loss to number 14. I actually think BYU. I actually think SMU is going to get in because I think they're going to beat Miami in one of the most entertaining ACC title games of all time. Okay. But they lost to BYU, who's 14th. They're 13th, but they have the same record, but they're somehow ahead of the team that they lost to. Okay. Well, that makes sense. 2 + 2 doesn't have to equal 4, ladies and gentlemen. We'll just make it equal 1,000 if we want. All right. And Missouri is still number 23, despite having lost two of their last three games, being blown out in their three losses by almost 100 points combined, and they have three losses on the year. All right, so they've got other issues. But as far as the actual topic at hand, not playing Curtis Rourke because of what happened to Florida State's quarterback last year and how that affected Florida State. So, number one, there's a lot of teams at the bottom of this that are going to have an argument to get in. Number 9, Ole Miss. Number 10, Georgia. Number 10, Georgia's barely in with the toughest strength of schedule in the country and the top football program in America right now. Right now, Tennessee, who, by the way, has a win over Alabama and has played a brutal schedule, and their losses are to such teams as Georgia, and I know they lost to Kentucky. That's probably the biggest strike against them, the Kentucky team that played within 1 point of the Bulldogs. But they're probably not in right now due to the bracket and the way it's going to unfold, mostly because if Colorado or BYU have to get in, a Big 12 team has to get in as the champ, they're going to bump Tennessee out. So is Boise, who's actually ranked below them. That doesn't even include SMU if they upset Miami. Then what do you do with Miami, who's currently the eighth team in the country with only one loss? I wouldn't have them in if they lose to SMU. That's just me. So for me, there's all sorts of issues with this college football playoff the way it is right now. Indiana, if they go up there and they win, there's no questions asked. They're not going to beat Ohio State without Curtis Rourke. You're basically saying we can't beat Ohio State if you bench your starter. Here's the other thing. They're not guaranteed to be in if they lose. There is a lot of SEC teams down here whose strength of schedule, Ole Miss, Georgia, who's in the top five, top 10, and they're going to say we got one more loss than this who's your daddy school, and we're somehow behind them, and our strength of schedule is about 100 slots higher. I'm telling you, the SEC and the Big Ten are looking for a reason to secede from the rest of college football and create an AFC-NFC-style model. They're just waiting. Boise gets a first-round bye and a top-four seed, which they might. That could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Indiana goes up and loses by three touchdowns and gets in. I don't know. Let's just say Georgia. Are you kidding me? Over Georgia? There's no way that's going to happen. People will put Georgia in. If Indiana goes up and they lose by 7, 10, 3, you got a different conversation. You're not doing that with your backup quarterback. Indiana might upset them. Indiana might lose by 4 touchdowns. If Indiana loses by 4 touchdowns and their quarterback's on the bench, and that's very likely to happen, their backup quarterback actually isn't half bad. He came in against us and did just fine. Unfortunately, we got an up-close look at him in our second half. But he's number two in America when it comes to quarterback efficiency right now. Number one in the Big Ten. You don't sit that guy for multiple reasons. When Jadeveon Clowney was going into his junior year and everyone's like, he should sit out. He's the number one pick overall no matter what. I hated that. In 2020, when Nebraska voted not to go to a bowl game, I hated that. By the way, not everything everyone does all the time is okay. There's right and there's wrong. And people need to be held accountable. I was like one of two people that said that's BS at the time. Look back on it now. I bet there's more than two people that feel that way. I'm not going to throw his name out there, but there was a guy who skipped the last game, an offensive lineman who skipped the last game of a regular season game for Nebraska a few years ago. What in the blue hell is that? My point is you go out and you compete. And if you're scared of getting hurt, there's other sports where you're much less likely to get hurt. The injury rate, if you play long enough in football, is 100%. That's okay. There's a lot of other options in life. But this idea of sit out your junior year so you can be the number one pick. I'm going to skip regular season games. The bowl game thing, I get guys opting out. The fact is they're not being held accountable. That's a topic that I will address come December when all these opt-outs happen. They're not being held accountable. They should be fined. They should have to pay back NIL money and scholarship money. Topic for another day. They're not being held accountable. I actually put that on the way the system is set up right now. My point is this. It's one of the most asinine things I've ever heard, to sit your starting quarterback in the biggest game of the year when you have an opportunity to make a statement. And if you lose, you're not guaranteed to be in. If they lose within like one possession, eight or less, Indiana should be in. But if they go up there, they play their backup quarterback, and they lose by three scores, 21 points, they're going to look at Tennessee. They're going to look at Georgia. They're going to look at Ole Miss.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With some of the wins that these teams have. These teams have beaten Texas. These teams have beaten Alabama. These teams have beaten Georgia. Talking about Georgia, Tennessee, Ole Miss just beat Georgia by 18 points, I might add. And they're going to point to strength of schedule. And they're going to say, you don't want to put us in? Which they will, by the way. And they should, by the way. They're going to say, okay, we're over here. We're going to take our ball and go home, and our ball is a lot bigger than yours. Ball. I said ball, ladies and gentlemen, singular. All right. You got any thoughts on that, Jake? That kind of makes sense?
Yeah, it does. It still baffles my mind. Nebraska didn't go to a bowl game that they didn't even earn, but were offered.
Think back to how many people said it was okay at the time. Just think back. All right, let's play Matt Rhule's comments. Tommy Hill is going to be out the last two games. Maybe ready for a bowl game, maybe not. Let's hear Matt Rhule, his comments, and what he had to say on the matter.
Yeah, no, Tommy will be out the next two games. You know, he's tried to play. It's tough for him. He's dealing with a lot. And so I just shut him down. You know, he's been invited to the Senior Bowl. Maybe he'll be ready for bowl practice, but he's out there, but he's playing half speed, three quarter speed. And so that's led to, you know, obviously led to the first touchdown in this game, led to the first touchdown in the Indiana game, led to first touchdown in the Illinois game. So I feel for him. Came into the year with high expectations, you know, had the foot injury, and it's just never quite been the same.
So, Matt Rhule's going to have his guys back. He's not going to throw them under the bus. He's more willing than ever to say things about players publicly over the past month than he has ever been. Players got to play. And all that stuff I actually think is fair. He's never shied away from saying, hey, we got to do better. Coaches got to do this better. Okay, if you're just saying players need to play and you never address what's going on coaching-wise, I got a problem with it. But he's always started with the coaches, and now he's kind of been more out there with the players. So if you want to take him at face value, this is an injury that he's been dealing with, and it's been slowing him up. The first touchdown of the Illinois game. Illinois was a long time ago. Just FYI, September 19th, if I remember. Nope. That was pre-Rutgers.
Yeah, so that would have been September 20th,
I believe. 20th. Oh, yeah. Well, I had the right. Okay. September 20th. First touchdown the Indiana game. First touchdown the USC game. He didn't stop with why he was going half speed. He proceeded to describe things. There's, to me, a little bit of meaning in that. There's certain guys on the team who have not played as much as other guys who are, and I've had people tell me, the most NFL-ready people at certain positions. I'm going to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. I know information. I've been sitting on it, and I'm tiptoeing, and I'm not going to tiptoe too far. Don't worry. DP, you're good. There is a certain expectation when it comes to level of play and attitude, and Matt Rhule is going to hold people accountable to that. If an injury is holding you up, he's going to hold the situation accountable. If it's effort, if it's otherwise, he's going to hold that accountable or the person accountable. He's not going to come out and just blatantly say it in a press conference. Sometimes you can kind of piece things together here and there as to what they may or may not mean. Was that clear as mud, Jake?
Well, he did. He mentioned the foot injury. I do think
going half speed.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't put a guy on the field who can play 100% or who can only play half speed due to an injury.
Yeah. And it's clear as day. I mean, the way he phrased it, maybe I would have refrained from, you know, breaking down every play that he's had problem in, because we can all see it. We can see this isn't the same Tommy Hill that put up really good tape against likely the Heisman winner in Travis Hunter and hasn't been the same since.
So for me, I agree with you. But if a guy can only go half speed, because I know what it's like to be evaluated for an injury to see if you can play. If you're only going half speed, they're not going to put you out there. They put you out there if you can go. But if you're only going half speed, that's an issue. That makes sense? All right.
I see it. I see what you're saying.
Consider the line towed in a not so obvious, in a way too obvious way, however you want to take it. All right. Some depressing stats and then a little bit of optimism. And then I'll let you enjoy your Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. The last six games of Nebraska's football season since 2019, we went 1-5. 2021, we went 0-6. 2022, we went 1-5. 2023, we went 2-4. Last year, we went 0-4. This year, the last football game we won was almost was pretty much in September, October 5th, Rutgers. Now, you look at the next two games. The last time we beat Iowa. Let me rephrase that. We've beaten Iowa one time since Bo Pelini got fired. 1-6 in our last seven games. 1-9 in our last 10 games versus Wisconsin, and the last time we beat them was 2012, since we joined the Big Ten. All right, now, let me see if I can scroll here. This is via Pick Six Previews on X. Nebraska has officially posted the worst decade of any blue blood program in college football history. 68 losses from 2015 to 2024. The previous worst for a blue blood, the eight blue bloods are Alabama, Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Texas, USC. The previous worst was 52 losses, 1991 to 2000 Alabama, and 1995 to 04 Alabama, which was 51 losses. We're at 68. Okay. So, and just for perspective, Luke Fickle and Matt Rhule were hired at the same time. Luke Fickle's 12-11, Matt Rhule's 10-12. Okay. Just for perspective. Now, have I thoroughly depressed you over there, Jake?
Yeah, I feel hopeless.
All right. So I said all that to say this. I interviewed Charlie McBride. I said, hey, you got us beat in Wisconsin? He goes, I got us beat in Wisconsin and Iowa. And I about fell out of my chair. I'm like, Charlie, it's me. You don't have to feed me Kool-Aid. He's like, no. He goes, I have us beating Wisconsin and Iowa. I spoke to, I don't think he'd mind if I say his name, Steve Taylor. He said the same thing. And I'm sitting here like, is there loony juice in the water in Lincoln? What is going on? Of course, Charlie's not in Lincoln, but just on Earth, is it loony juice everywhere? Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Wisconsin does not have their starting quarterback. Their quarterback is basically out there because they don't have another guy they can put in because the fans want him benched. He has as many INTs as he does touchdowns. Their best running back is no longer there. He left after the third game of the year. Their offensive coordinator, nobody even knows who it is right now. They're in disarray. You look at Iowa. Their starter is out. They don't even want to play Cade McNamara, and they're probably going to play a walk-on third stringer against us. Does this guarantee victory? Oh, no, it doesn't. But there is a world that is not so far-fetched and is not full of Kool-Aid or loony juice where Nebraska could somewhat realistically be 7-5. And we currently have the 19th ranked recruiting class in the country. Dawson Merritt told me to my face, there's two more commits that are, and I quote, huge gets that are going to be committing slash flipping to Nebraska soon. So there is a world that is not so far-fetched, despite everything I just read, where Nebraska could potentially be 7-5 going to a bowl game with a top 15 recruiting class. Now that I've thoroughly depressed you, there's a little bit of realistic, not guaranteed, but realistic optimism, ladies and gentlemen. You feel better, Jake?
Yeah. We're going 7-5. That's what you said.
And then the Super Bowl. All right. Until next time, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bombs.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.